talking with some of the group leaders of Co-op's new solutions lines, which were just announced in that very room about an hour ago, I heard. So we're talking with Yvonne Stepflug. Did I get it?
You got it.
I got it right. And you are the head of payments products.
Yep.
And then Fotis Costantinidis.
There you go.
Did I get it?
You got it.
Because last year I had a hard time
with
it.
Oh, you're close enough.
That's close enough. All right. You are head of Protect products. Very interesting stuff going on here, guys. All right. So, Yvonne, I'm going to let you go first here.
Sure.
So tell me about what payments product solution line includes. What does this include?
Yeah. This is all on how you pay. How do members pay? How does their credit union enable their members to do credit, debit, prepay processing?
Mm-hmm.
But then also then the tools that surround them. So the issuing and the management tools that go with the payment solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's digital wallets, plastics, and all those provisioning techniques as well. So
oh my gosh,
very
that's
fun
a
time.
Full plate for you,
absolutely.
My gosh.
Absolutely.
So how do these products, how do they help credit unions?
Yeah.
How do they help them stay relevant in our day of fast-paced technology?
I feel very fortunate because I think these are the foundational products that we then can add in our other layer of expertise mm-hmm. and product mm-hmm. offerings, et cetera. So it's at core of accessing their accounts and how do they do so in today's changing world. So it's providing the variety. As we know, consumers are always changing in how they want to pay, you know, they want it fast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so how do we stay up on all those different processing and techniques
mm-hmm.
so that they can maximize their debit card or their credit card or even prepaid?
Okay. Keep that in mind. Next question here. What is the main thing this line is designed to do to help credit unions and their members?
Yeah.
So I think it kind of segues into what you just said.
Yeah, it really boils down to fast, easy, frictionless transactions.
Thank you.
And that's what consumers want, right? Without sacrificing security, which Fotis will go into in a minute, when he's protecting the back end as well. And so it's really how do we provide that up front to engage the member and allow them access to their funds?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does 2019 hold for the payment line? What can we look forward to the rest of this year?
Yeah, 2019 is exciting, especially when it comes to payment instruments. I think that's where we see the biggest change happening right now with consumers changing of how they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's the known plastic that everybody knows that's adding dual interface and contactless, or contactless with digital wallets.
Okay.
And so what you're going to see us really doing is expanding on those services. We were a leader in contactless and dual cards. We've been issuing cards for over 5 years in parts of our full service credit segment. So now what we're doing is expanding that so that everyone has access to those capabilities.
Yeah.
But then also then on the digital wallet, how do we provide more accessibility, better provisioning, and not just from a user capability, but that whole end-to-end experience and creating that journey along the way that makes it very easy, simple, and to where they can do it with all wrapped into one.
You love your job.
I do.
Oh my gosh. She loves her job.
Why not? Most exciting part of
payments. When you can answer like that with a big smile on your face.
I know, it's so exciting. I love the payment space. It's so fun.
All right, Fotis. You are going to be, you're going to balance this out because we have the fun stuff with the protecting stuff, you know? Because with the convenience, we got to have the security, right?
Absolutely.
So Fotis, tell us about the Protect line.
So I guess I'm the protector, but first off, I came with Yvonne because my products wouldn't be existing without Yvonne's payment products, right? Like
very
she said, that's the foundation, so we always go together.
Step in just
I need to make sure that, you know, Yvonne is part of the discussions because without her, we can't protect anything. So obviously, the main objective of that product line is to protect and defend our members. Now, before, traditionally, it's called fraud, but we see through a lens of the credit union standpoint of our clients, and from their standpoint, they see protection as a major
like
piece of the puzzle, right? So I think it makes sense for them.
Yeah.
That's how they see it, so it's the right lens. I mean, some big products and initiatives, obviously everybody knows about Cooper now. I was thinking about changing my last name, but so people can pronounce it easier, but.
Fotis Cooper?
Cooper, there you go. I mean, that can be an option, right?
Yeah.
My kids would love that. So obviously, you know, with Cooper, we went live in February for all of our 1,800 share branching clients.
Mm-hmm.
The priority was on that payment type just because there was no safety net. But part of the roadmap is to moving into the cards environment. We'll keep refining the existing solution.
Mm-hmm.
We have rules currently, so we have AI coming right after.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Right now we've got rules-based system, but again, the fraud detect ratio and the false positives and the great numbers we've been seeing, it's pretty blatantly obvious to us and our credit union's feedback that we're protecting them based on our promises last year, I think. Remember the big splash around Cooper, so now it's live.
Yeah.
We kept our promises, right? And then also we've got a number of other products coming along, like authentication products, the way we confirm fraud with members, the way you get a text mm-hmm. to your phone, mm-hmm. and then you say, did I initiate the transaction or not? Again, that's another piece of the puzzle that we have live for our clients. Okay. And a number of minor enhancements that we've been doing on, you know, risk assessment and all that good stuff that it's under the Protect umbrella.
So how does this help credit unions? Obviously, everyone wants to be protected.
Yep.
So I think that's the main message.
Well,
there.
I mean, finding out what's all this of the puzzle. You want
to be protected, right?
So that's one piece of the puzzle. So on the one side of on the extreme of the spectrum is they want to be protected. Obviously, zero fraud losses. In this case, we decline everything. But, you know, members and consumers wouldn't like that.
No,
so there's the other extreme of the spectrum, which is the member experience. So basically, we need to be clever enough to understand, hey, Mike went to Hawaii for vacation and he does it on a regular basis, right? So when I see that, let's say in December, I know it's you and it's not a fraudster because normally I would decline it. And then it would go into that business of a false positive and creating a clunky member experience. Mm-hmm. So everything, that's the core of obviously the rules we're putting together and the AI that's coming right after.
Okay. And so speaking of what's coming right after, what's in store for 2019? What can we look forward to?
So like I said before, we keep enhancing the existing Cooper rollout. Mm-hmm. Basically, we start ingesting that data, and it takes at least 12 months worth of data to start getting the AI score and start branching. Also, we started cleansing and filtering the existing card data, mm-hmm. whether credit or debit, for the multiple mm-hmm. platforms we're using, to make sure the score is good enough and much better than existing AI scores. Mm-hmm. And at some point, we'll be integrating with our platform.
Okay. Have you heard of AI wars? Where we have good AI versus bad AI.
Well,
and it blows my mind. I heard about this like a couple of months ago and my mind was officially blown. I mean, are you kidding me? We're going to have our good AI is going to go up against the hacker bad AI.
Well, think about it. Any hacker right now that can use the AI tools out there in the cloud and start cranking in the numbers and attacking systems, like in any other tool in, you know, human civilization, there are good parts and bad parts, and people can use it for different causes. But again, I think our job mm-hmm. is to be ahead of the fraudsters, and I think AI gives us those tools to do that and being more clever and more innovative mm-hmm. than that.
Okay, very cool. All right, I have a question. Last question for both of you. Conference highlights. What's been the highlight for you so far, Yvonne?
Yeah, I love the Seth conversation this morning. Is everybody saying that? Yeah, it's awesome. And it's just ways to think about things differently mm-hmm. and really focusing on what's important. So I love that.
All right, Fotis, how about you? Any highlights today?
Well, I'll second that. And also, I like the, you know, the Todd Bruce, like that sequential flow in the presentation that, you know, Coop is all about delivering things through the member lens. And I think we're as good as fintech. I like that line for Bruce about, I know we've been marketing a lot about the fintechs of the world, but at the same time, mm-hmm. the core objective for us is to serve our clients. And I think we've been doing that for a while now, and now we're at the spot after the foundational work to start rolling out our products.
All right. Great message to end on, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Vaughn
Stelflug.
You're very good.
And Bodis Cooper. All
there
right,
you
everyone.
Go. There they are. Last name right this time.
Take care, Mike.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.